couple comments here as it relates to the injuries last night or yesterday. Excuse me. Ryan Griffin probably has the most significant injury, and he'll miss some time with that. So he'll probably be out for some significant time. I think everything else was basically bumps and bruises that guys will recover from and be able to play against Carolina. For instance, Dwayne Brown really fought tough with a hand injury, but I think he'll be all right. He may not practice a whole lot this week, but he'll be ready for the game on Sunday. Just on a couple other things, I told you last night that you know, we need to do a better job of coaching, need to do a better job of playing in all three phases, special teams, offense, and defense. And really, when I watched the tape, that's really what came to light. You know, as told the team today, you know, it's a very, very long season. It's one game. After tonight's game, you know, half the league, will be 0-1, and that's the way it is. It's a league that's set up as a very evenly matched league, and if we make the mistakes that we made yesterday in the game, you know, we're not going to have a chance to win many games. But if we can correct things and get on the right path as far as taking care of the details of plays, I think we'll be in good shape. The issue yesterday was the turnovers and not putting our defense in a great position and playing better on special teams. We got to do that. But I think overall our guys fought. They fought hard. It was 27-9 at halftime. I know the fans don't want to hear that. None of us want to hear it. But we challenged them at halftime to go out and play tougher and play more competitively, and that's what they did. And our defense really played well in the second half, only gave up 110 yards of offense. And I think offensively we did some better things. Still wasn't good enough, but I thought we competed the whole game. I'm not going to make a big quarterback announcement today. You know, you'll have to wait until the first offensive play of the Carolina game to see who the quarterback will be. You know, every decision that I make, I really try to sit down with our staff organizationally and make decisions that are in the best interest of the team, that put us in the best chance to – give us the best chance to win. And that's regardless of position. Any position on the field, whether it's a change that's made during the game or a change that's made during a week or whatever it is, every decision we make is in the best interest of the team as we see it. And that doesn't matter really what position it is. So that's the way we'll do that. And really, I know you probably have a bunch of questions about Kansas City, and, you know, I'll do the best I can to answer those. But we've just finished watching the tape on Kansas City. Give them credit. They did a great job, did a better job than us. But we're really moving forward towards Carolina now. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
In terms of your decision on the quarterback, Bill, in terms of making that decision on the quarterback, how much is it kind of a tough call? Because, you know, one of the interceptions, you know, DeAndre Hopkins said that was on him, and you've got a forced fumble. Is it pretty tough for you to make that decision between these two guys?
Again, I think it's a decision, whatever decision that is made, and whoever starts the game against Carolina, it's always made in the best interest of the team. And it's a big picture decision. It's not just one play or this or that. It's what we think is the best thing that we need to do to go out there and help us beat Carolina. We've got two quarterbacks here that we think are good players. Both of them have to play better. But you guys will find out who that'll be on Sunday.
Drop passes, some poor blocking, pass protection at times. Could you have, that some of it wasn't Hoyer's fault. Everybody's trying to blame him. Could you evaluate his performance?
Oh, it's a team loss, John. No doubt about it. I mean, it's a team loss. It's the coaching has to be better, and I mean that. We've got to coach better. We've got to figure out how we can get these guys to be in better position to make plays. We've got to catch the ball. We've got to block better. We've got to tackle better. We have to tackle better on special teams. We've got to kick the ball better. We've got to make more plays on the ball on defense. It's a team loss. It's not one. It's never, ever, ever one guy's fault. If it's anybody's fault when a team loses, it's the head coach's fault. So, other than that, you never blame it on any single player. These guys worked their butts off and just didn't go very well yesterday. But again, it's a long season. It's one game.
How did you evaluate
Jadeveon? I thought he played pretty well. I was for where he came from, Mark, to where he is now, I thought he went out there and played with really good effort. There's some things he needs to improve on, just like everybody. But I thought he played well. He played 30 plays, which is exactly what we wanted to do.
Did you
Great call by Kansas City. You know, our guys played it as good as they could, and it was kind of a misdirection type route, and Coach Reed made a great call there.
Bill, kind of going off what John was saying, in terms of Hoyer running the offense and the system, how did you see him do that, especially when you watched the game tape, the decision-making, all those things you want to see out of your quarterback?
Yeah, I'll just answer that in a broad spectrum of the team, Brian. I think the team, we all need to improve in all the different operations that go into what it takes to win a football game. Special teams, the communication has to improve. Defensively, we've got to improve on our communication up front. Offensively, there are so many things we can improve upon, whether it's the passing game and route running or throwing the ball, decisions, run blocking, you know, running the ball, like with the backs, making sure that they get the yards that are there. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. So I think it all goes back again to all of us being in it together and coaching it better and trying to improve and going out there and putting a game plan together that can help us beat Carolina.
Is Sufilo coming back?
You know, I would say right now that's day-to-day, John. I'd tell you that's day-to-day. I would not count on him for Carolina.
A lot of players talked about getting a fast start next week, that that's something they need to work on and that you're going to work on in practice. How do you facilitate working on faster starts?
Well, we work on it every day, so I guess it hasn't worked very well. So we have to continue to work on it and try to start the game better than we did.
You said as it stands right now, you know, we won't find out till the first play, but do you have a good feeling?
You guys will probably find out. I mean, I'm sure somebody will find out, but that's the way it is when it comes from me to you.
As it stands right now, do you have a good feeling who the starting quarterback is on Sunday?
Yes.
How do you feel Jeff Adams played?
You know, I thought he played tough. He's a tough guy. There's some things all those guys need to improve upon, whether it's pad level or communication, whatever it is. But I thought he battled hard the whole game.
After having a chance to look at the film, what do you think about your running game and how the running backs performed?
Well, we rushed for, I think it was 98 yards. We averaged about 4.7 a carry, which, you know, when you look at the stats, it's not too bad. And that's a good defense we played against yesterday. So I thought what we did, though, is we left a lot of yards out there. I think we can block better up front, but I also think our backs can there's more to be gained there. And we talked about that today, and they're good guys. They're going to work really hard to do a better job. We've all got to do a better job in the running game. But I think, you know, there were times where it looked pretty good.
But what did you see from Kevin Johnson, his first start? We all saw the hit on Kelsey, and it looked like he got dinged just a little bit, but overall seemed like he had a solid first game.
I think he's all right. You know, I think he's fine. I think he has like a Charlie horse or something, but he'll be fine. He played pretty good. He's a good rookie, and he competed hard. He challenged the receivers, and I don't know how much he was tested, you know, as far as how much they threw at him, things like that, but he'll get challenged here sooner or later, and I think he'll be up to the challenge.
When you saw the extra point, Randy was talking about it today, the missed extra point. He said, hey, that's what the league wants. They want this thing to be more challenging. They want to try to encourage people.
Who said that?
Randy Bullock.
Oh.
Was just talking about the miss.
I don't know how Randy knows what the league wants. He needs to just worry about kicking and putting it through the uprights.
Bill, your thoughts on that, further thoughts on that play involved in Washington in the end zone?
Looked
like
that. Yeah, you know, again, Mark, I think you guys saw how I felt about that on the field yesterday. But, you know, that's not – had nothing to do with winning or losing. You know, we just we got to play better and coach better.
How'd you think Godsey did with the play calling?
He did a good job. I mean, look, you know, it didn't always look great, obviously. You know, the execution has to be better. I think we can do some things to help our players from an all-around tempo standpoint, things like that. But, you know, the plays got in quickly, and we were able to get in and out of the huddle. We didn't have any issues with the headset or anything like that. So I have a lot of confidence in George.
Yesterday, why did you bench or replace Brian?
Say that again, John.
Why did you replace Warrior?
Again, like I said, every decision, there were other guys that we substituted for. Every decision is made in the best interest of the team that we think will put us in the best, give us the best chance to win the game.
After Hoyer was named the starter, and now there seems to be, well, at least for us, there's some indecision on who's the quarterback. Do you worry about confidence with either of those guys or how they'll respond to a situation like that?
No, don't worry about confidence at all.
Why are you confident that that won't be a problem?
I just don't. I'm not worried about their confidence.
Do you feel you can't remember how you felt about the wideouts coming out of preseason, but other than two drop passes,
yeah,
you got they showed depth and everything. Talk about them overall, top to bottom.
Yeah, I think that the three guys, Hopkins, Nate, and Cecil, are playmakers. I think they did a good job in the game. There were times that we can all do better, like I've said all along here today, but when the ball was thrown to them, for the most part, they made the play, and I think that was good to see. We've got to keep working with some of these other guys. Mumphrey got in there and had a couple catches, did a nice job in there. And then Keyshawn and Jalen, they didn't play in the game. We got to figure out, you know, what we're doing there to try to get them in the game more, whether it's on special teams or whether, you know, maybe offense. But I thought that Nate, Hopkins, obviously, and Cecil had good games.
When John asked about why you benched Hoyer, you said you made substitutions at a lot of different positions. Seems like quarterback might be different. Do you not see it that way?
I try to make decisions that are in the best interest of the team that point us in the direction of winning.
Prosh saw the field for three plays yesterday. Did that have more to do with being behind early?
Who's that?
Jay Prosh.
He was what?
He had three plays yesterday.
Did yeah, that have- you know, it was kind of more the way the game was going. It was a more of a 11 personnel type game, 12 personnel. You know, I think he did some decent things on those three plays that he was in, and but the way the game was going, it became more of a passing game, which again, you know, we threw the ball I think 55 times, which probably isn't a great formula for us. So that's, you know, we got to look at that too.
Bill, kind of a two-parter. When Hoyer had the fumble, obviously ball protection is an issue, but is that a case where just a quarterback overall, he needs to see that a little more or go down? I mean, how did you, you know, view that on the tape?
I'm not going to get into specific plays, Brian. I would tell you that just overall as an offense, we have to execute better protection-wise, taking care of the ball, catching the ball, blocking, communication, all those things.
And lastly for him, toward the end of the game, he was getting hit a lot, and obviously, you know, there were some line issues. Did you think he was getting hit a little too much, and was there a protection there to protect him as a quarterback when you took him out?
I thought the protection was, for the most part, was decent. You know, I think there were times, again, we threw the ball 55 times. I think the Chiefs knew what was coming there after a while, but I thought the guys up front hung in there and did a decent job of battling. Yeah, did he get hit? Did he get pressured? Certainly, but that happens in every game. You know, I think, again, going back to Jason's question, you know, 55 times throwing the ball is probably not a great formula for us.
Bill, is it your expectation that you'll need to add a tight end, at least on a temporary basis?
We're talking about that right now, but we haven't come to a decision on that yet, Aaron.
Two-parter, your thoughts about J.J., and secondly, what did you think about him getting his helmet ripped off and he kept on going to make the play?
J.J. is a great player. J.J. has, I've said this all along, he plays with great intensity, and combine that with great athletic ability, his leadership, that play he made when he got his helmet ripped off, I mean, it's just an incredible play. You know, hands to the face was called, and then he still sacked the quarterback. You know, he had tackles for loss. He had two sacks. He batted the ball. You know, he almost intercepted a screen pass. I mean, the guy's just a great, great football player, no doubt about it.